The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast. Dr. Taz.
Your good health journey starts now. Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to the show. I couldn't be more honored or more excited to bring you today Dr. Joel Kahn. Every episode of this show, we're trying to help you write your own personal prescription for power, your Power RX. Dr. Kahn is a colleague, but he's also the founder of the Kahn Center for Cardiac Longevity. He serves as clinical professor of cardiology at Wayne State University School of Medicine. He's written 5 books, 100 scientific papers. He's also done hundreds of health articles and is seen on The Doctor Show, Dr. Phil, and Fox News. He owns 2 restaurants in Detroit promoting health called the Green Space Cafe. Welcome to the show, Dr. Kahn.
Well, thank you so much. And really, it's my honor to be on with you. You're such a leader, but thanks.
Well, I am excited. I have followed and admired you from afar and finally got a chance to meet you recently in California. And I know that my audience has so many questions about heart health and about the vegan lifestyle, and you talk so much about that. You live it, you breathe it. We want to know about your journey. I think it's always interesting to understand where practitioners and leaders in the field are coming from, what got them there. Tell us just a little bit about your journey, and we'll jump right into heart health after that.
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, it wasn't the best laid plans of men or women. It was a little baby with a heart murmur, which is what I was 58 and a half years ago, and started seeing a pediatric heart doctor. I actually had a catheterization at age 1. I don't remember it. But everything came out fine, but I just started seeing a pediatric cardiologist who was a heck of a nice guy other than the cigarette in his hand, which I have a picture of him holding me when I was about 4. Nice little Marlboro there. But, you know, I had the echoes, and I had a stress test. Everything went away. It was a little tiny hole like a lot of kids have. Maybe a little bigger in the beginning, but it cleared up. And, you know, if you would have asked me by age 15, no doctors in the family, I would have said, I'm going to be a cardiologist. I started hanging with cardiologists, got into med school, and, you know, I ignored every specialty but cardiology. So it was pretty predetermined, and I kind of trained to be a general cardiologist and then got that bug to do procedures because cardiologists can do balloons and stents, and went off to Kansas City.
Yes, you guys do all kinds of great procedures.
Crazy and wild kind of human being for about 15, 20 years, treating heart attacks at 2 in the morning and weekends. And yeah, you know, it's quite an exciting and helpful thing to do for people, but kind of not a lightning bolt, but along the way, nutrition became just an interest of mine and reading. And you know, that question, why are all these people at age 45 having heart attacks or 51? And started focusing more and more. I figured, you know, when they were lying on my cath lab table for 45 minutes getting a stent, that was a great opportunity to talk to them about their lifestyle, their diet, their nutrition, their choices, and kind of just became my mantra. So that's pretty much all I do now is prevention at a real high level, really working to find heart disease at its earliest stage and actually reverse it, because it is, like many of these chronic diseases, quite susceptible to diet and lifestyle and can be reversed. You can get younger. I see it all the time in my clinic, people getting younger in terms of their artery age. It's exciting stuff.
Well, unfortunately, that's still a radical concept that diet and nutrition can change your health. We still have a lot of people in our field who don't agree with that or who, you know, think otherwise. What was a pattern that you were noticing as that cath lab, by the way, sounds like a confession table. But anyhow, what was the pattern that you were noticing as people were telling you about their diet and their lifestyle? And I think what's so confusing today is we have so much information out there. It's everything from the best heart healthy diet is a low fat diet, which is now being debunked, to the ketogenic diet, to a vegan diet, to kind of a flexitarian diet. As you've been talking to these people over all the years and seeing these patients over and over again, you know, where did you land? What did you pull out of them, you know, ultimately that you think is the advice everyone needs to take seriously for their heart health?
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, there's a whole range, but probably that fallback, number one, people don't get much nutrition education from their primary care doc. You know it, I know it. It doesn't mean primary care docs aren't good people. It's just what you're not trained in, you're not going to do a really superior job of passing on information, and it is a confusing world even when you're trying to pay attention in the medical world or go to conferences. I kind of give out a big guffaw every year when my major hospital does its preventive cardiology conference and there's electron bypass surgery. Well, bypass surgery is not a preventive strategy. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, we can talk about, you know, a whole lot of things. We can talk about green juicing before we talk about bypass surgery as a preventive strategy, perhaps. But probably that concept, that moderation in everything. And I agree with you. There's a range of diets. There's an argument. You can eat anything long enough to procreate, have kids, you've fulfilled your genetic role on this planet. But what we're all kind of shooting for now is through our midlife and elderly life, and maybe a very elderly life, that the ability to extend our life to 100 if we want to, having good quality life and having a healthy health span as well as a lifespan. And then it makes a difference, this argument, what's the best lifestyle and particularly what's the best diet to get through your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s without medication, without hip replacements and heart replacements and the rest. And a moderation in everything, I think, is the biggest poison. Yeah, it's okay. I'll just eat half the fries and half the cheeseburger. And my doctor said he had bacon, eggs, and a milkshake. And, I mean, it can't be that bad if I have that once in a while, like every morning. And I think, you know, whether you focus on a paleo diet, a Mediterranean diet, a healthy whole food plant-based diet with or without fats in it, or a ketogenic diet, you've got to do it right to see the results. And probably the worst is the mix in the middle. You know, it's a donut followed by a MCT oil covered, you know, salad followed by, you know, a piece of grilled salmon with French fries. I mean, you know, there's essentially no coconut oil in the Mediterranean diet. We mix that all up. And
what
really
about my gluten-free brownie with MCT oil and extra coconut oil and flax seeds in it? That doesn't count?
Your brownie, yeah, that's absolutely right. So moderation and everything, you still hear that all the time because it's an easy road. It's an easy sell for books. It's an easy lecture. No, I actually fall into the crazies, you know, Dr. Esselstyn pounding the table, no oil, because he does it because he really does care and he really has done the research on endothelium. Or Joel Fuhrman, you know, pounding the table, nutritional excellence, leaving you, you know, maybe 5% wiggle room, but no more than that. And you can go to the other side of the table and get Lauren Cordain or somebody representing, you know, paleo and keto and find that same passion. And the data is pretty reasonable, but you got to do one way or the other. The middle of the road is hurting people. Just too many calories and too many refined calories and too many mixes of.
Okay, so if the middle of the road is hurting people, moderation is not the answer. What would you tell us to pick? You've got someone standing in front of you or someone listening today who's got a family history of heart disease. They've got high lipid markers. What would you tell them to pick and stay with it and drive in that lane and drive it hard and don't veer in any different direction?
Okay, so first I have to always announce my conflicts. I have for 40 years, and I'm 58 and three quarters, I've eaten a completely plant diet. I've not had burger, chicken, eggs, or cheese since I've been 18. Just a weird thing I did at college the first year in Ann Arbor and stuck to it. But I would advise patients on what's best for them. I don't push my choice on them, but there is science that supports what I chose to do at a young age, so I educated about that. But so for the person and I own two restaurants that serve only plants, so you know, that means I'm just very deeply in a financial hole because restaurant owners if they're still alive and open, it's a miracle, and we're one of the miracles.
Gosh.
God knows. You know, nobody can really accuse me of deep financial conflict there. Okay, so getting to the point, number one, that person you just mentioned, I live by this credo, test, not guess. You know, we need to do a better job. This isn't the nutrition answer, but we need to do a better job. Age 50, you get a mammogram or a thermogram or a breast MRI at age 50. You get a colonoscopy. At age 50, you go to your internist. And you say, so what does my insurance company approve? I hear heart disease is still number one in America. They won't pay for an EKG, Mr. Jones. They won't pay for a stress test, Mrs. Smith. Probably a good thing because stress tests are not that accurate. So we don't do a very good job. We do very routine labs. We use our stethoscope, and it's done. So there is a CAT scan available in every medium and large hospital in America, every city in America, called a coronary artery calcium scan.
Yes, I love it.
10 seconds. 10 seconds costs $100. You'll pay out of your pocket. A stress test might be $2,000. This CAT scan directly shows your heart arteries. It takes the person you're talking about and turns them into a very low-risk person or medium to high risk person in under a minute with a scan that's available. In too many states, you still need a doctor's prescription to get it. In some states, you can actually just walk in and get it. In the state of Texas, everybody gets one at age 50, no matter what insurance coverage they had, because a legislator got so upset about this, he got it through their state insurance program. But you get a number. If you're a zero, that doesn't mean go eat cheeseburgers and french fries and milkshakes. But you need a little less stringent attention to it all, because at age 50, you've done pretty well in life. You have not experienced aggressive aging. And if your number comes back, like some of my patients, 1,100, 1,800, 2,600, these are all in the last week, people with extremely aged arteries they had no clue about, you need to find that extreme nutritional and lifestyle position, because you got a problem and you are facing troubled waters ahead. So I'm a member of a group. I'm not a divisive guy. I mean, we can easily debate different diets and claim which one's the best one. But right. I'm a member of a group called True Health Initiative, about 400 nutrition experts around the world. good for you. Yay. So, you know, what do we say? You're supposed to eat locally sourced, close to the ground, mainly plants and largely water. Four little credo topics that I agree with. Locally sourced as much as you can. Support your local farmers, your farmer markets. Put a garden in your backyard if you live in a warm climate or during your summer months. You know, close to the ground, meaning not very processed or unprocessed. You know, a carrot has one ingredient as opposed to a carrot cake, which might have 50 ingredients if you buy one from a commercial manufacturer. You know, you'd much rather eat the carrot. Mainly plants. You know, most of us agree you should get rid of processed food and eat mainly plants. Is that 80%? Is it 85, 90? Is it 100? They're all work. You know, if you're into the environment, if you're into animal rights, you might choose 100%, but they're all in the right range compared to the American public. And drink mainly water, meaning don't drink sugar-sweetened beverages, which do lead to obesity and other diseases, including coronary artery disease and type 2 diabetes. So I'll live by that. That's what I tell that person. But I want them to get checked with a coronary artery calcium scan, maybe, you know, some advanced cholesterol numbers, which are usually insurance covered, lipoprotein A, which is at 63 million Americans walking around with a high cholesterol they don't know about, because you have to check one more box when you order the cholesterol called lipoprotein A, and it destroys arteries. It's a bad thing, so you should get checked. So that's what I would have that person do.
Hang on, more with Dr. Taz coming up. Now, you know mindful eating is an essential part of self-care. We all know that every part of our life is enhanced when we eat nourishing, healthy meals. But eating right can be hard to maintain. You know it, and I know it, but that's where Sunbasket comes in to help, offering 18 weekly recipes, including paleo, gluten-free, vegetarian, vegan, pescatarian, and more, all delivered to your door. How easy is that? Oh, you want to know what has been delivered to my door recently? How about salmon burgers with caper remoulade and roasted matchstick fries, and pork katsu with black pepper garlic mayo, wilted greens, and jasmine rice? Can you say yum? Now, Sunbasket takes care of all the details, so it's easier to take care of yourself. So here's the deal. Sunbasket makes it easy and convenient to cook healthy, delicious meals at home, no matter how much experience you have in the kitchen. Everything is pre-measured and easy to prep. You can get a healthy and delicious meal on the table in about 30 minutes. Just go to sunbasket.com/wholehealth to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/wholehealth for $35 off. Once again, sunbasket.com/wholehealth. And now back to Dr. Taz.
So essentially, it sounds like we all need to get at least by 50 a coronary cardiac calcium scoring CT, which looks at the age of your arteries and can help with sort of what's going on with your heart and the age of your heart. And sticking overall to a plant-dominant-based diet is key. Dr. Khan, what do you think about fat? Where does fat fit into this conversation? We've seen it go all over the place. In your experience, where are the healthy fats, like the omega-3s, the omega-9s? What is their role, and how much of those do you need when you're trying to really think about a healthy heart?
Yeah, so if you go way, way, way back, there's a figure in the history of nutrition who either engenders great praise or great damnation, Dr. Ansel Keys. He had two PhDs, so he's PhD, PhD. Oxford and University of Southern California. Pretty prestigious training. But he studied from 1958 through 1970 and published a major book called The Seven Country Study with 18 co-authors, and then he kept the study going for a long time with his co-authors. But he described that there can be a wide variety in fat intake, and some are examples of extremely good health, and specifically cardiac health, and some are extremely bad. So in the island of Crete, there was almost no myocardial infarction heart attack cases reported. 40% of their calories in Crete come from fat calories, which is considered generally reasonably high. And they had no heart attacks. Why? Because it was almost predominantly olive oil-based calories, plant-based fat calories. I still would rather people eat olives than olive oil. They still are processed, and you have to be a bit of a snob to make sure you really are getting super fresh, super high-quality, extra virgin olive oil, not some fraudulent product that is pretty rancid. But then you went to Finland during the exact same time period, 40% of calories from fat, but they ate butter, they ate salami, they ate cheese, and this is all documented, and they had the highest heart attack rate in the Western Hemisphere. Mm-hmm. Same amount of fat in the diet. So it really does matter. We're really often so cursory in this. A low-carb diet. Well, you know, plants can be 90% carbohydrates, and we just said eat plants. So, of course, we're talking about donuts, cookies, cakes, white breads, white pastas that maybe are, you know, really refined. There are some really good pastas out there. Anyway, so healthy fats, whole fats, avocados, olives, nuts and seeds. We know for sure nuts and seeds. You know, and again, a nut and a seed has protein, has fat, has carbohydrate, as do almost all foods except processed oils. But it is compatible to eat a higher fat diet of whole foods and thrive. We know that in populations around the world. Now, my only fallback is if you have serious heart disease and you're going to see me, I'm going to educate you about the studies of Dr. Dean Ornish, 1990 mm-hmm. till present, Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn, 1990 to present, Mr. Nathan Pritikin, an engineer who transformed American health by showing you could reverse chronic diseases with nutrition and exercise. And I'll tell you that you may be best off following a whole food, plant-based diet that's naturally low in fat, because if you're eating sweet potatoes, celery, carrots, beans, peas, and brown rice, you're probably not, you know, going to have much more than 10 to 15% of your calories from fat, because we're not putting butter and olive oil on it in those specific patients. But even in my cardiology practice, that's under 10% of the patients that I give them the table-pounding lecture, you know, low oil, low oil, low oil, because they've got a serious goal and a serious problem.
Well, that's all such helpful information. I know that, you know, fats, if you're going to bring fats in your diets, guys, it has to be healthy fats. The saturated fats we all have to watch, because they do drive lipids up and they are going to contribute to the heart disease equation. More plant-based foods, you know, more variety in those plant-based foods, so you're getting a cross-section of different nutrients on a daily basis. Dr. Khan, other than food as the key preventive tool, which you and I both believe in terms of helping the heart, reversing heart age, are there other things we should all be doing and thinking about? And I'm going to follow that up with the second question. How early should we be thinking about this? You mentioned 50 is the age to get that coronary cardiac CT, but I feel like people should be thinking about their heart health much earlier, even as young as 20, even going into their 30s as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first question, maybe, you know, nutrition right there with sleep. And we never would have said that 20, 30 years ago. I mean, in medical school, which to me is now
not
50 plus years. Yeah, the only people we talked about sleep were 450-pound people with something called the Pickwickian syndrome, after a character in the Pickwick Papers by Dickens. But now, in my practice, I'm sure in your patients, partly it's the environment. We got phones, we got iPads, we got Wi-Fi, we've got, you know, Apple TV, and you can just be on, and you can also do business around the world 24/7. And then we have the fact there's just a lot of sleep apnea, and that's probably the rise in body weight, the rise in obesity, and people that snore, people that stop breathing, people that, you know, stress their brain and stress their fat stores with interrupted sleep. And, you know, when you're tired in the morning, you're going to eat poorly. When you're tired in the morning, you're going to skip the gym. When you're tired in the morning, you might reach for a cigarette because, you know, your defenses are down. So if, you know, people are sleeping poorly and can figure out a hygiene or a strategy or a therapy that gets them 7 to 8 hours of sleep, there are documented cardiac benefits, but just lifestyle tends to be a little bit more controlled. You know, people like, Arianna Huffington has made this kind of her sole passion to talk about. You know, it's a badge of honor to say, I figured out my life so I can sleep 7 to 8 hours at night. I used to brag about 4, but now 7 to 8 is kind of the new Ferrari or the new Gucci bag or something. To create a lifestyle where you can do that. The other part, I agree with you, teenagers and young adults, we know that they have plaque in their arteries. That's ultrasound studies done in Louisiana that have been going on since the 50s in Bogalusa, Louisiana. And there's this trial called the CARDIA trial, C-A-R-D-I-A, that says if you're 18 to 30 and you start to acquire healthy habits, you know, maybe you messed up a little during high school and college, but by, your job age, you start to go to the gym and eat a little better and give up those cigarettes, you see major, major differences in health at 50. So, yeah, 20, 25, absolutely a time to stop messing your body and start treating it what it is, which is just a fragile but absolute miracle of biochemistry and, you know, genetic input. I mean, the body's so amazing. I'm sure you still love what you do, and I love what I do, and I don't, I don't understand 10% of what's going on in the body, but it's amazing.
Well, let's say I have a young man or young woman who's listening today who takes you seriously. They're going to own their heart health. They're going to jump in, and they're like, this guy, Dr. Khan, he knows what he's talking about, and I'm going to listen to him. They walk into their doctor's office, and they say they want a checkup, and they'd like their heart health sort of evaluated. What labs would you tell them to do?
Yeah, so lab-wise, and the doctor's going to do the basic stuff, but there's a difference between a standard cholesterol panel and a advanced cholesterol panel as done by Boston Heart Lab, Cleveland Heart Lab. Quest, the biggest lab provider in the United States, does a good one called Cardio IQ. They just bought a lab called Cleveland Heart Lab. But it basically just call it an advanced cholesterol panel. You'll learn more than on the standard panel. And then I would add homocysteine, H-O-M-O-cysteine, and lipoprotein A. I would want to know your vitamin D level. I would want to know your C-reactive protein, HSCRP. And that's probably enough to get started. That's already added 4 or 5 critical labs to predicting where you'll be down the road. In fact, there's this wonderful scientist, Russell Jaffe, MD, PhD, who talks about 8 biomarkers that predict your lifespan, lab tests. And, you know, I mentioned most of them, but hemoglobin A1C, that 3-month blood sugar, predict your lifespan. You might want to get that done. BNP, capital B, capital N, like Nancy, P, like Peter, predicts your lifespan. And I wouldn't do it on a 25-year-old, but if somebody's 40-plus and particularly had a history of hypertension, high blood pressure, I would. Homocysteine is one of those that predicts your lifespan. C-reactive protein predicts your lifespan. So these are really pretty darn important labs. And if they're abnormal, you got to, you know, do the evaluation of what in the diet, what in the sleep, what in the body weight, and all the other things. So that's what I'd ask for. A little bit better than average labs. They are very helpful.
Fantastic. I hope everybody caught all that great information. The labs to test are vitamin D, homocysteine, your CRPs, look at your lipid levels, look at LP, little a. These are all things to ask for regardless of your age when you're walking in and you're concerned about your heart health or you have a big family history of heart disease as well. Dr. Khan, this has been amazing. I know I've learned so much in just talking to you for a few minutes. Nutrition and sleep are the keys to heart health. Know your heart age. You can prevent heart disease and you can turn around the age of your heart along with so many other great biomarkers. Thank you for joining us today. I know you've written a ton of books. Some of them, by the way, are Our Whole Heart Solution, Dead Execs Don't Get Bonuses. I love that title. Vegan Sex and the Plant-Based Solution. If anyone listening today wants to learn more about what you are doing or get more information in general, Dr. Khan, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Well, so kind of you, but there's a central website that kind of leads to all the crazy stuff I do. But drjoelkahn.com, drjoelkahn.com, and take you to my restaurant, take you to my clinic, take you to where my books can be found. And I appreciate it so much because, as you know, we're still dealing with the number one cause of death and disability in America, the heart. And it's a preventable disease for 80% of cases. We just don't have it in our bullseye, but you did a great job putting it in there today.
Well, fantastic. Thanks for taking time to join us. Everybody else, take the information to heart and build your own personal power prescription. Find your Power RX, and that includes your heart health. Thanks for joining us.